I want to give you an overview of our effort related to this Disaster Information Management Research Center. My two co-authors, I see one in the room, Cindy Love. I don't know if Stacy Arneson is here, but Stacy is the other co-author. And I see some friendly faces. Well, nice to see you all. This is a picture of the National Library of Medicine, one of the main buildings. It's located on the campus of the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland. And as you know, the NIH is the largest biomedical research institution in the world. To give you just a little bit of background as to why we are doing this, in 2006, the medical management, responsibility for medical management for disasters moved from the Department of Homeland Security to the back to the Department of Health and Human Services. And around the same time, the National Library of Medicine was developing a long-range plan, 2006 to 2016. The committee was headed by the Honorable Newt Gingrich and Dr. Bill Stead, and they recommended that the library establish a Disaster Information Management Research Center. Kind of a tongue twister, but that's what government does. Just to give you a little bit of an overview of what we have categorized disasters, we categorize them into acts of nature, which are the most, by far the most common type of disaster, and I suppose wildfires can be considered that as well. Accidents, this is a Time magazine front page of Bhopal, India. You may remember that in 1982, I believe, and there's some question as to whether it was an accident, but basically it's categorized as that. Of course, we just heard about bioterrorism in the World Trade Center and many other of these that are going on around the world. And we're very concerned, of course, about pandemics, whether they are natural or terrorist-induced. And something that we haven't had in this format, though we had Chernobyl and Three Mile Island and other issues, but the nuclear event, obviously, which would be very overwhelming and very concerning to everyone. And we remember about a month ago, the plane flew around the U.S. with those nuke bombs on them, and no one even realized what was going on. So it's not beyond the realm of a possibility. Why a Disaster Information Management Research Center at the National Library of Medicine? It's an interesting thought, because most people do not relate librarians to responding to disasters. But in fact, there has been a long history of this happening in a very quiet and behind-the-scenes way. So it's time to, I think, elevate this activity to a partnership with the disaster preparedness and response folks. Well, we do need a single government agency that specializes in providing disaster information management and research. All the agencies are mission specific, and they have their own information related to what they do, but there is not a central portal that's broad-based for this. Librarians, and especially National Library of Medicine and their network of national libraries, are experts in information management. That's what they do. As I mentioned, there's a long history, which I'll talk briefly about, of programs, partnerships for providing information for preparedness and response. This very busy slide is just an example of one of our printed pages that outline the resources at the library related to disaster preparedness and response. Obviously, I won't go through this, but if you have the desire, you can go to our homepage and look at some of these. This is another view of some of the resources. This is from the Specialized Information Services Division related to this. This is our homepage, but Environmental Health and Toxicology, the Hazardous Substance Data Bank, which is a list of approximately 5,000 chemicals in great detail. There are numerous programs, historical programs related to toxicology and environmental health. Other specific areas like household products. And there's been a program where the Specialized Information Center Outreach Division has Central and South America, providing information for preparedness and response to natural disasters there for a number of years. So there is a history. We are formalizing this. This Disaster Information Management Research Center is a new dedicated service at the National Library of Medicine. The office for this activity will be within the Specialized Information Services Division, but it is a trans-library operation. And what I want to do in the next few minutes is just review the areas that we will be addressing, such as relevant literature, plans to team librarians as information specialists with the emergency responders, some of the new tools and services that we were working on, training and educational areas, research, and there was one more, but it didn't show up. Well, I'll try it again. I guess not. Anyway, in the area of literature, I think most of you are familiar with PubMed or Medline, which is the library's peer-reviewed list of approximately 5,000 journals. Most of them deal with biomedical information, but there are many new journals emerging in the area of disaster preparedness, response, public health. And we are looking at expanding the admission criteria so that these journals can be included in PubMed. The big area is the gray literature. This is the literature of after-action reports, government and NGO publications, literature from the Red Cross and other agencies, community resources, continuity of operation plans, preparation options, how to respond to different types of disasters or events, and it goes on and on and on. And we are organizing, hopefully, this gray literature and working with a lot of folks nationally and internationally to support this effort. And looking at the terminology, this mesh or medical subject headings, we're expanding that so that when searchers review what literature should be included, we'll have the right terminology. One of the big efforts is to team librarians with emergency planners. And it's counterintuitive to think that a librarian actually can contribute, but we know from Katrina and other events that the librarians were very helpful, very proactive in providing information as to where local resources were to help track displaced persons and connect them back with their families based on computer databases. They were able to help people fill out forms for recovery from FEMA and other institutions. There's a whole spectrum of areas that the librarians have contributed to. Similar to the medic with a military company, they are specialists in information and hope we want to train librarians who are interested to be specific disaster information specialists. Along those lines, we want these librarians to run, where appropriate, emergency information centers in libraries for preparedness, response, and mitigation related to disasters. They participate in drills, and they are embedded in disaster information specialists and emergency operations centers. We are doing a pilot project where we are embedding, in some format, a disaster information specialist within an emergency operations center. And we're trying to pick choose a cross-section of different types of responses from national to local. For example, we're working with the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, which is a new Assistant Secretary position in the Department of Health and Human Services, which deal with disaster preparedness and response on the medical level. They have a huge emergency operations center in the Humphrey Building right downtown here. And it looks something like Hollywood would have put together. And we are beginning to rotate a librarian within that center so that the folks who are doing their jobs can do their jobs and the information related to preparedness and response can be provided. We are also working with the Department of Defense, having a similar situation go on at the National Naval Medical Center. We're working with NYU. And Dr. Goldfrank and the NYU Library feedback on a cross-section of activities and function from government levels to small but important operation in Sarasota, Florida. We are developing new tools and services. Some of these are already online. Something called WISER, Wireless Information System for Emergency Responders. Basically, there's one for chemical identification. It's an algorithm that will identify, help you identify a chemical if there's no information related to a truck turning over, train spill, or a terrorist attack. The way it works is that you put in the color of the chemical or the plume, and it might drill down from 420 or 30 chemicals to 200 if it's yellow. It's irritating to the eyes or skin related to some symptomology. It might then come to a list of 100 chemicals. It floats on water, might be 20, and so on and so forth. And usually within about 5 or 10 types of questions and answers, you will be able to identify the class of chemical or possibly even one or two or three chemicals. It's a web-based system which is fairly robust, but it also is downloadable to a PDA or a smartphone or some handheld device. And it actually has been used in the U.S. By hazmat and first responders with very good results in Iraq related to roadside bombs and identification there. And we also have one for radiation, which is, again, very robust. I don't have time to describe it, but please get online and look at it and utilize it if you can. We're working on biologic and a whole series of future tools and services such as for post-traumatic stress disorder, triage options, and so forth. I discussed this in the previous slide, but we also want to improve this whole concept and provide integrated information, not just single identification type of information. For example, it would be very helpful to know which way the wind is blowing, where the nursing homes are, or daycare centers, or schools are, or hospitals that can be specific to manage a particular type of chemical, radiation, or biological event, and so on and so forth. So it's not that easy to do, but we're looking very, very seriously at trying to integrate this information using GIS type of support as well. As far as training and continuing education, we are developing these programs to train librarians or those who are interested in accessing disaster information, and obviously the concept of train the trainers so that this can be passed around would be very helpful. We're looking at the search formats such as, you can't do much better than Google, and using wiki and Google portals, looking at advanced types of virtual reality programs to train responders and folks such as Second Life, YouTube, whatever. In the areas of research, we're looking very seriously at ways to maintain connectivity when you lose power, alternate systems, looking at syndromic surveillance technologies, for anomalous clusters of mostly biological types of events. We have grants out, that's what we do, to support programs that are interested in doing this. Things like radio frequency triage tags, so that you don't spend time writing little notes on a piece of paper and pinning them to someone's shirt. This is automatic information that can be transferred to laptops and relayed to hospitals and so forth. And very seriously looking at areas of communication interoperability, internet protocol-based systems that can take voice and video and other data type of and process them into interoperability systems. Very important. And again, it's counterintuitive that libraries do that, but this is pretty much what National Library of Medicine does. Well, then there's the issue of how do you deliver this just-in-time information, just what I need information, to the right people at the right time. Well, we have a national network of medical libraries, nearly 6,000 libraries around the U.S. who are also connected with their associated public health libraries and public libraries and this network, and something that we call Go Local will be the conduit for this. Again, why? Librarians are expert in gathering and organizing information. The local and regional libraries are the repositories for the history of local and regional events. We plan to have the librarians trained and work as a team with the preparedness and response folks and libraries, and we learned this from Katrina, communication hubs, data triage centers, and their resources for data and information, and they're all connected and they all have backup plans. So in summary, the Disaster Information Management Research Center is a U.S. government portal.